Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have a very special guest on our show, one of our vice presidents here in CyberBacker, Vice President of U.S. Operations. Harmony, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you, Jello?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for dropping by. I know you have a lot of things to do, a lot of places to be. Really appreciate your time here today. So, of course, what we wanted to do was just to get to know more about you and your CyberBacker story. But before we start off, though, have you done any podcast interviews before this?
Not with CyberBacker, but I have done quite a few.
Wow. Yeah. Gosh, so not really your first rodeo then in the podcasting world. Right?
No, thank goodness.
Yes. Now, to start things off then, we just wanted to know, can you tell us a bit about your background and how you got started in the virtual world?
Sure. Yeah. So I have been in the real estate industry as an affiliate for many years. Craig and I are paths crossed again. We've actually known each other since we were in high school.
Wow.
And then we went our separate ways, you know, did the adult thing. And then being part of the real estate world, which is a very small world, our paths crossed again. And, you know, he reached out to me saying, hey, I'm looking to grow my team. Do you know anybody as amazing as you looking for a new job? And I was a marketing director for a local affiliate company here in Utah. And I was like, well, maybe I am. Tell me more about it. So that's how I transitioned from real estate to being with CyberBacker.
Wow. So really, because of Craig, then now a part of the virtual world, part of CyberBacker. So back then, though, what were your initial feelings about working virtually, doing something like this?
You know, I just didn't understand it. You know, this was during the pandemic and I still came to the office every single day to work because real estate was considered essential. So I still worked as normal. So working virtually and meeting people online was, you know, all very, very new to me. So yeah, it was just a very different transition going from going to office to office to office to having to do meetings online.
Yeah, of course, because I think even before the pandemic, we were all kind of used to reporting for work, going to the office, running around traffic, things like that too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I drove so many, I got a lot of books on tape in with all the driving I had to do.
I'm sure. Now, did you ever imagine yourself doing something like this though? Let's go back 5-7 years ago. Did you ever imagine yourself working with people who are virtual now?
Never.
Never really.
I never thought our world would turn that way, but I'm grateful, obviously, that it did. I love what I do. I love who I work with.
Yes, of course. And I know you closely work with a lot of Filipino CyberBackers too, right?
I do. Quite a few. Actually, I started picking up on some of the jargon, you know, some char and po, and they all laugh at me and they don't realize that I speak to more Filipinos than I do Americans anymore.
Crazy. It's really crazy. Now, talk to me more about U.S. operations. And what does the U.S. operations do here in CyberBacker?
That is a great question. We are support for all of the other teams within CyberBacker. So we are the boots on the ground for the other teams. One big one that a lot of people know of is we set up and execute the events, whether it be, you know, Keller Williams family reunion or, you know, Her Best Life or NAR, we execute those boots on the ground types of events. Mm-hmm. We also in US operations handle all of the client touches. So we send out the cards from Craig to the clients, or we write the cards from the CyberBackers that they send to their clients with a photo. We do a lot of that. So Logistically speaking, we keep everything legal. We keep the doors open. We make sure that everything is handled, you know, the way that it needs to be as far as, you know, city, state, and federal requirements for the company. But the fun part of our job is, you know, doing the boots on the ground and having the interaction with our cyber backers and the clients. And
so. Sure, you guys really have fun every day, a lot of fun every day in the team. Now, talk to me more about the position, though, being a vice president of our U.S. operations. How did that come to fruition?
So when I started with CyberBacker, I was the director of industry research. Mm-hmm. I wrote job descriptions for CyberBackers for new positions that they were not filling yet. Mm-hmm. That's how I started, but it soon came to be that I was the fixer. I always wanted to fix everything. And Craig slowly transitioned me into an office manager position and then to vice president position where I was the fixer. I fixed the issues with tax documents not being sent over correctly or payroll not being submitted properly or entities with the state not being done correctly. I was the fixer. So that's how I transitioned into that type of role, was wanting to fix everything.
Gosh, I think that's a perfect position for you right now. Again, it's a lot of growth in the team as well. Now, I know you and I can both agree on this. When it comes to working in CyberBacker, there are a lot of good days, right? A lot of great days, a lot of awesome days too. But there are those days that, let's say, not so good ones, a bad day, let's say bad week or a bad month. I know, how do you stay motivated and engaged in your work, even during those challenging, let's say stressful times?
One thing that fills my bucket is brightening someone else's day. So if I'm having a really bad day or I'm stressed, I reach out to somebody and try to do something uplifting for them. And that fills my bucket and makes me feel better. So that's what I try to do.
And that's a good way to let off some steam too, right? Just helping someone else, just making their day better. Then that would make your day better too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, about working with other CyberBackers virtually then, what's that been like though so far? And what's been the most surprising part of it?
Oh man, I never thought I would be working with people halfway across the world.
Oh yeah.
obviously most of my day is, you know, meetings or paperwork or anything like that. But one thing that surprised me the most was the relationships that I have with the CyberBackers. You know, I consider them family. I mean, these people I talk to more than sometimes my own family. And so having that relationship is something that really shocked me. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people that I talk to on the weekends, even just, wow. You know, because, you know, you're always wondering, you know, how are you? How are the kids? What did you do this weekend? How was camping? I even have a goddaughter in the Philippines.
Wow.
So yeah, it's become, you know, part of my life, and CyberBackers, a lot of them are part of my family.
Gosh, they are. Of course, here in CyberBacker, one of our core values, as you know, is relationship. And I think that goes beyond just Zoom, or even if you're not seeing each other, you can still create family, even if they're very halfway around the world, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, my first time going to the Philippines and seeing people that I have daily conversations with in the flesh, I bawled. I mean, it was just so surreal to finally meet people in person that I felt like I've known for so long. So yeah, relationships are absolutely number one, and I fully understand why.
100% agree with you there. Now, talk to me more about that trip though. First time in the Philippines, what was that like?
It was just mind-blowing. I mean, I have been to other countries around the world. I used to live in Asia, but going to the Philippines was very humbling. Very humbling. I mean, and I just wanted to take in every sense I possibly could and, you know, try every new food. And I still have a list of all the new foods that I got to try. And it was simply just the most amazing experience ever.
Gosh, talk to me about food so far. What's been your favorite?
Well, I love lumpia, of course. But the first time I tried that was here in the US from a Filipino restaurant. But yes, I love that. I had a fresh mango for the first time in the Philippines. I've never had a fresh mango here in the US. So that was different. And then mangosteen, that was really neat.
Big difference.
So, yeah.
Gosh, so don't worry, once you get back, there are a lot more things that you can try, a lot more food that you can try, of course. Now, talk to me more about being a part of Cyberbacker, though. But what does it mean to be a part of Cyberbacker? And how do you contribute to the company? What does that, what does the US operation do? What else do they do for the company?
That is a great question. It's very multifaceted. Being part of Cyberbacker means being a part of something bigger than myself, right? We are job creators. We want to make a first world standard of living, starting with the Philippines and, you know, eventually moving on to other countries from there. We're bringing new opportunities to people who aren't necessarily able to have those opportunities based on where they live, which is unfortunate. What we do here in the US is, you know, we are the support. We execute, like I said, the boots on the ground to help the other divisions to be able to create jobs for our team members in the Philippines, and, you know, prospective team members in the Philippines. Yes. But also, you know, legally, just to keep the doors open for Cyberbacker is ultimately my main job. I'm the empire protector, is what Craig calls me. So just keeping everything legal and functioning and running smoothly is personally what my job is.
Already a lot of success so far within Cyberbacker in the past few years. Of course, we're very excited to see more success and more growth. Now, what are you looking forward to in the future, though, here in Cyberbacker, personally and professionally, Amy?
I'm looking forward to creating more jobs, and not just in the Philippines. I want to see that first world standard of living. I want to experience it in the Philippines with my family in the Philippines, my Cyberbacker family, and move on to other countries to be able to help them as well. I want to see, because of Cyberbackers across the globe, seeing businesses in the US and Canada to be thriving. Ultimately, I wish success for everybody. And I know with Cyberbacker, that can happen.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of opportunity, a lot of growth within Cyberbacker. That's the exciting part. We're still not done. We're still not there. We're still growing, of course. Now, one last question while I still have you here, Harmony. What's the biggest takeaway about being a Cyberbacker you hope our listeners would take away from this?
You're part of a family, and family will do anything for family.
Love that idea. One family, one team. Now, of course, here on the podcast, we're very big when it comes to relationship as well. And I know you currently work with a lot of Cyberbackers as well. Would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end today, Harmony?
Oh my goodness. We don't know that we have enough time, Jello. But yeah, huge shout out to Romy, Arwin, Love, MJ, Contessa, Eunice, Trisha, Thea. I mean, Mitch, Grace. Those are the main ones that I get to bug on a daily basis. So I'm so grateful for each and every one of them.
There we go. Now, of course, we are very excited to see more growth from Cyberbacker and our US operations. We're also very excited to have you back in the Philippines real soon, of course. Now, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more and want to become a part of the Cyberbacker family, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Of course, Harmony, thank you very much for dropping by. I had fun talking to you today.
Thanks, Cello. Same here. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to our daily dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.